Praise the Lord, everybody. Got the call that I was going to have the pleasure of being able to speak. And I just thank God for the opportunity. Let's pray, y'all. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, that it'll be none of me, but all of you. Thank you for your anointing in this room, God. Thank you, Dear Father, for teaching us how to strategically live this life in such a way that the influence of the enemy is gone. And God, we just thank you for your hand in our life. We thank you for our wives, our husbands, our children, Lord. We just thank you, Dear Heavenly Father, for one more day to get to know you more. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
What's going on, Jose? What's going on, Soto? Listen, I want to start off with Psalms 119 and verse 11. It says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And David said that because he understood something. He knew just quoting scriptures ain't going to do it. But it's the applying the scripture to the part that it becomes who you are. In other words, us doing penitentiary time, a lot of us, when we went in there, we only could do so many push-ups. But after about 6 months, we're a beast in the gym room. And it becomes natural for us to work out than not to work out. And so if we didn't work out, now we start feeling bad. When before, it hurt it to work out. And so David says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God." And so he says, listen, I'm going to apply this word in such a way that it becomes part of my character. I'm going to apply the word in such a way that now I feel bad when I sin against God. Matter of fact, it's harder for me to go out there and do dope, and it's easier for me to love my wife. Why? Because the word is hid in my heart. Amen?
Amen.
Woo, what a mighty God we serve. Bear with me. I get excited, but I don't need no medicine. It's just part of the walk. But anyway, we're going to talk about faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, when we break that down, what that's saying is, now faith is the support system of why I expect God to do what he said he's going to do. That's the evidence. A lot of us don't realize that once you have faith, you already got the evidence. God never told us to wait on the manifestation. We wear ourselves out trying to figure out when God's going to deliver us, when he's going to speak to our children, when he's going to give us a job. And the Lord says, when you understand what faith is, that will support why you expect God to do what he's going to do. So number one, expectation has to be accountable to faith. A lot of us are living in expectation. And so when expectation get weak, we get weak. Because after a while, we're like, oh, we're excited at first. But then trials and tribulations comes. And next thing you know, what we expected, we drop the standard now. I'll just settle for this. But that's when you have to lean back on faith. And faith, what it will do is it will remind you who God is. Now, a lot of people explain what faith is, but we're going to go to the Word of God and we're going to break down faith even more. So therefore, when you leave here, you can apply faith to your life. Because why? Faith allows you to access the things of God. Amen?
Amen.
Even the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, it says that we're saved by grace through faith. So our salvation is not dependent on our works. It depends on our awareness of who God is. Oh, let's do this, y'all. Let's do this.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. Let's go to Hebrews 11, chapter 6. I ain't going to be before you long. I'm going to hit you like Muhammad Ali. We're going to move on. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 explains Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. So when Hebrews 11, 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." When you go on down to verse 6, it's going to explain to you. It's going to break down faith in two parts. Hebrews 11, 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God." A lot of us, we really want to show God how we feel. I know y'all heard of that book called The Love Languages. And my wife, her love language is spending time. So I can go out and buy flowers. It ain't going to do nothing. I can go out and buy her a diamond ring, even though she likes diamonds. But I get a certain reaction when I spend time with her. And the Lord says, because a lot of you do not understand what faith is, you're trying to please me and you're getting frustrated because you're not getting the results that you know you should be getting. Did everybody understand that? Faith teaches you how to please God. It teaches you how to really express how you really feel about him. A lot of us, we've been strung out on drugs so long, and then when God delivered us, we're just trying to figure out, God, how can I tell you thank you? How can I show you that I love you? There's times that I look at my wife and I'm like, man, I try to go overboard to make her happy, but if I just follow what she likes. The Lord says, without faith, number one, it doesn't matter how long you've been serving me. It doesn't matter how long you've been preaching. If you don't get a hold of faith, you will never please me. Doesn't mean I don't love you. But how many people know that when you please somebody, you get a certain reaction? This please here in the Greek means gratification. That's a whole different type of pleasure. In other words, you can really hit a spot in God. Oh, my goodness. Now watch this. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. Then it's a colon mark, and it says this: for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Number one, a lot of us, we spend our time seeking God's hand instead of trying to figure out who he is. If I got my wife's heart, it is easy to get everything else from her. Now, we know this in the streets. If you had a girl mind, you had everything else. A dude, you know, you got the dude mind, you got his money, you got his car. That's nothing. And the Lord is saying, a lot of you, you're seeking for things that come along with having my heart. And so what faith is, faith number one says, I'm going to teach you who I am. I don't even want this. Even Jesus never, ever did the sinner's prayer. You ever notice this? When he walked with the disciples, he never told the people, hey, say this, repeat this prayer for me, and then you'll be my disciple. A lot of us, we think God is looking for a sinner's prayer, but in all actuality, he's looking for awareness. If I'm aware of who God is, I'll give him what he deserves. Psalms 119, around verse 7, it says, when I have learned your righteous judgment, I'll give you what you deserve. A lot of us do not know what to give God. Why? Because we do not even understand faith yet. The only time we apply faith is when we're sick and when we need money or when we need a car. But in all actuality, faith is a lifestyle. Faith is a lifestyle. So in other words, it's nothing to believe God for a house or a job if I'm applying it to my life and I know who he is. Now watch this. This says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Yes, it means to believe that he exists. But also, what is it that you truly know about God? When you read the scriptures, the Bible says in 2 Timothy, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A lot of times when we're studying the scriptures, we're trying to show somebody we know who God is. Or I had to learn this for myself, preaching. I shouldn't study the word of God to even get a sermon. I need to study to know him. You ever notice this when you sign up for school? When you sign up for school, signing up is just getting you in the door. But if I never, ever take the courses, I still won't get my degree. So we got a lot of people saying, all I got to do is just accept him in the sinner's prayer. And what's going to happen is I'm going to be able to see him. But even in the natural tells you this, that if you don't work your way up the ladder, you ain't going to get the prize. And so the Bible says, listen, I need you to know who I am. I need you to study to know me. Don't study to try to find out what your grandma knew. Don't study to try to find out what your brother knew. I need you to study the word of God in such a way that it doesn't matter if they drop you off in Russia. You know enough about me that you will be okay. Oh, my goodness. Because see, it comes a time that you graduate from classes. Comes a time where you graduate from one circumstance and situation. But one thing that will never, ever change. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You ask yourself something. Why is it that Daniel was able to go into a lion's den? And why would he even put himself in the lion's den unless he knew who God was? There's certain things you're not going to do if you're not sure about who God is. There's certain steps you're not going to take unless you know who he is. And so Daniel, like a lot of us, he could have got scared when they told him not to pray. He could have got scared, but because he knew who God is, he allowed the circumstance to put him in a situation that he could have been killed. I want y'all to catch this. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. The Hebrew boys, why would they willingly go to the fiery furnace unless they had an idea of who God was? They weren't serving him for a chicken dinner. They weren't serving him for a car, because just believing for a car is not going to deliver you from drugs. Oh, my God. You just wanting to be free so bad, that's not what delivers you. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And so he says the second part, because this breaks down faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that what? Diligent. So I want to say this. A lot of us, we've been saying, God, I've been serving you for a year and ain't nothing happened. God is saying, listen, in the diligence, I find out who loves me and who's wanting to use me. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. I'm getting ready to get happy. It's in the diligence where God says, because see, some of y'all don't realize that faith is the support system of why I expect God, we're getting ready to take it home, of why I expect God to do what he said he's going to do. That is the evidence. What am I telling you? When you pray, if you really know what faith is, you already have it. That's the evidence. He's telling you, that's the, think about this. What would make somebody build an ark? And it never rained before unless you know who God is. Oh, my goodness. Because building the ark made Noah look crazy. But isn't it funny, because Noah knew who God was. Not only did God save Noah, but he saved everybody that was connected to him. A lot of us, we're worried about our kids and we're worried about our relationships. But the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. And then he says also in the gospel, Peter told the Lord, he says, listen, Lord, I left everything to serve you. Peter was married. And God says, there's nobody that I'm going to allow to leave everything that I do not give them 100-fold back, and whatever they give me, whatever they trust me with. A lot of us, we're so worried about everybody else. And God has said, listen, when you do what you're supposed to do, number one, you got to sit down in the fire and become a student. A lot of us in the fire, we're moving because it's hot. But what happens when a man or a woman or God says, listen, I'm going through hell right now, but I'm going to pull up a seat. I'm going to get a notepad out. And I'm going to learn who you are, God. You got to do it sometime. Well, I mean, one day, you got to do it sometime. Put it like that. You got to do it sometime. Because I noticed this. When I was in the streets, I tried to cut corners. But then when I surrendered, I had to go all the way back to square one. So all the dope I thought I was getting over, all the cars and all the gang banging, I had to go right back. Think about this. People that do not excel in school, they hold back. Because they don't want them going to the next level, because the next level will be a hindrance, because you haven't got the ground stuff. Think about this. Kindergarten, they teach you your ABCs, and everything you learn in kindergarten, if you notice it, they use that in the later grades. How do you know how to spell? You first have to learn your ABCs. How do you know how to do algebra? You first got to know what a number is. And so the Lord says, before you go off and try to figure out all the wisdom and go search this, find out who I am first. Because then you can build off of that. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And so Noah built the ark and never said he kept looking for rain. See, a lot of us, God tell us something, we're doing this. We're stressing looking. And in the time that we're stressing looking, we're not building the ark. If Noah would have stopped building the ark and kept looking for what God going to do, he would have missed out. A lot of you don't realize, in obedience, that's God's love language, y'all. God's love language is obedience. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. A lot of us are giving him what everybody else is giving him. But God is requiring us to give him something totally different. The Bible says that we're set apart. We're chosen for excellence. A lot of us, we look at ourselves and we hear everybody say, you go, girl, you go, boy, you can do it. You matter. But until you're aware that you're better than a dope fiend, you will still live that way. Until you're aware that you're better than a DOC number, you will still live that way. Until you're aware that you're more than a punching bag, you'll let every Tom, Dick, and Harry slap you around. It's in the awareness of who God is that puts you in a place for the enemy influence to go. Okay, let's keep going. So now the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. We see that word now. we're looking down the road for God to manifest himself to us. But the Bible says, once you know who I am, then only then will you be able to live a life that is pleasing to me. When I first dated my wife, I didn't know who she was. I just liked the way she looked. I didn't care about her desires. I didn't care about her dreams. I wanted to get something from her. A lot of us, we're serving God because we really want God to bring us out of a situation or circumstance that we're in. We're cheating ourselves. So much more to it. A lot of us, we're serving God because we hear about how great, you know, his stats. When you read the Bible, his stats is better than LeBron. He never lost a battle. You look at the Red Sea, total victory. You look at how he created the heavens and earth, total victory. You look at how he delivered Moses, how he delivered Joshua, total victory. And so we read his stats. But isn't it funny that most of us know LeBron and most of these people's stats, but they don't know us? Do God know you? Let's keep going. Give me a few more minutes. I'm out of here. So now the Lord's been dealing with me with faith. Everything that I need, I can access it in faith. So what is faith? Number one, knowing God. Number two, understanding that it's in the diligence that I'm rewarded. Some people have been doing the same thing over and over again for 10 years. And you know this, if you've been on crack for 10 years, it don't just stop overnight. You have to put something in motion for the ball to go the other way. David says in Psalms chapter 51, he says, cleanse me from my sins and wash me from my iniquity. What is the difference between sin and iniquity? Both of them are sin, but what's the difference? See, a lot of us, we know that we need to do something different. But for some reason, there's a part of us that just automatically breaks the word of God. Sin is mistakes. Sin is something that you do every now and then. For us, you know, you may slip up and curse until you have practiced the ways of talking right. You have to be deliberate in what it is that you want to do. If I want to love my wife, I have to be deliberate. It has to be intentional. It can't be a mistake. The subconscious part of the mind. For those of y'all know what this is. But the subconscious part of your mind is the part of the brain that records everything you do the way that you do it perfectly. So therefore, when a situation arises, you automatically do it. Think about this. Somebody that curses when they get upset, the subconscious part of your mind, which lets you know God is so awesome, because even scientists don't even know what this part is in your mind. They just know that it's there. But every time you curse, when you get angry, the subconscious mind says, okay, when he gets angry, this is what he do. I want y'all to catch this, how the word of God is. See, when God judges us, he's going to judge us according to how he created us. I remember that. So every time I get angry, I curse. Next thing I know, that's a part of who I am. It becomes iniquity. It becomes a part of my character. So iniquity is you practicing something over and over again until you become good at doing what's wrong. And so David understood that. He says, listen, I know, God, I need you to help me with my sins, but I'm also got a part of me that just disobeys you at will. It's like I'm helpless. And so what the Lord says, David says, thy word have I hid in my heart. In other words, I got to be deliberate at practicing the word of God in such a way that subconsciously I start doing it without it being hard to do it anymore. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to try to catch this now. So faith says, I got to know who God is. Faith says, I'm deliberate in doing something over and over again because, God, I just don't want your hand. I want your heart, because I realize that you were there when nobody else was there. I realize, Lord, that you kept me from dying when I overdosed. God, I realize, God, that when I didn't have a father, you were a father. God, I realize, God, that when I had low self-esteem, you built it up. So I ain't after your hand no more, God. There's something more that I'm after. And so, God, I need you to teach me how to practice your word. Matter of fact, God, you give give me a love for your word. Because right now, I read it, but there's no love there. It's almost like you ever dated somebody that you were with them, but it was no feeling there for them. You really didn't care for them like that. They loved you, but you didn't love them. And sometimes that's how we is with God. God loves us, but there's really no love there. We're just barely hanging on. Woo, thank you, Jesus. And so what faith does is, faith puts you in a position to be aware of who God is. Once you know who God is, I'm not talking about what he can do. Everybody knows that he can do the impossible. Duh, he's God. What makes him God? Because he's all-knowing, all-powerful. He can be every place at one time. But there's much more to this almighty God. And God says, I want you to know me. I want you to know how I truly feel about you. I want you to know what I sacrificed so that you could have everything. I want you to know how humble I was. I came down here to live among dirt people just so you could have eternal life. I came down here and got beat up. I came down here and they called me a devil. But I didn't count it for anything because I loved you. Wow. So then they act that makes you say, well then God, what can I do to please you? And the Lord says, I'm dangling faith. This is going to be the only way that you're going to ever be able to please me. Why? Because what comes along with faith? The Bible says, because Noah had faith, he moved. I'm not moving to be saved, or I'm not doing things to be saved. I'm moving because I know who he is. I understand that I'm not going to be ashamed. Some of us, we've been clean for a while. Don't you know God can make sure that you'll never go back? Yes, you can never go back with God. You can never go back to drugs. It is possible for you to never pick up another bottle. It is possible for you to never go back to prison the wrong way. It is possible. All things are possible in faith. Pray my strength in the Lord.